Daughtry, what about now? We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And welcome to the studio, Beth Mather, here to talk about Tails and Tata's Breast Cancer Awareness 5K that is coming up. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So this is coming up on what day?
October the 8th.
October.
So that's a week from this Saturday.
Yes. So tell us all about it.
Well, it started several years ago when my mother was living at Atria, and the director of activities said she wanted to do a breast cancer walk because someone in the facility had had breast cancer. And she was a big dog lover, so we thought, well, how could we tie them together? And actually, my daughter-in-law came up with the name Tails and Tatas, so we kind of get everything all in there. But it's a dog-friendly walk. Like I said, we've been doing it for several years now, and Swope Family of Dealerships came in and kind of rescued us last year because Atria changed and they didn't want to help sponsor anymore. So they came in and they're underwriting all of our costs. So every single penny that we raise goes to the foundation at the hospital, earmarked for the Cancer Care Center and the radiology department.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is. It's fabulous that Carl Swope and his family are just so generous and such supporters of the community. But we just feel very fortunate. Last year we raised over $17,000. Our goal this year is $20,000. We've been able to do so much to help support the patients locally. The first year we did it, we gave our money to the Susan G, because everybody knows that Susan G. And then Karen Blakelock, who was the community outreach nurse at the time, said, well, have you ever thought about partnering with a hospital? And that's where it all began.
So that keeps it local.
Yes, yes. And we feel very important about that. I know the American Cancer Society and Susan G, they do a lot of amazing things. They do a lot of research and raise a lot of money. But we felt it was important to stay here locally. So we've purchased several things. One year, their whole sound system went out at the Cancer Care Center. So it was like quiet city in there. So we purchased a sound system for them last year. We purchased a vein finder, which we will highlight again on our Instagram page. It is this amazing instrument, that LDL light that shows up all your veins. So
oh,
if you're like
goodness.
Me and you're a hard stick, they can see exactly what they're going through.
Wow.
You know, to get that.
I didn't even know that technology was a thing.
I didn't either. And it was like, okay, I need one of these. You know, they're a little pricey, but you know, I'd love to have one. And then for the radiology department, we bought something called a warming oven that helps them make a mask for people who have to have radiation in different places, so it pinpoints it and they're not sitting and waiting so long. And then we also bought bells. Neither center had a bell for people to ring at those milestones. So those are up and they're using those, and they say the patients just really, really love those.
And that's a celebration.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And they don't just celebrate the end of treatment, because unfortunately some people don't make it to the end of treatment. So any kind of milestone, good numbers, I was able to eat and keep food down, my hair is no longer falling out. I mean, just anything that helps them feel better about going through the treatment that they have. And we don't just target, oh, you can only use it for the breast cancer patients. It's anybody who's there for any reason at all.
I love that.
Yes,
what a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
so you're still looking for people to be a part of this?
Oh, yes, yes. Registration is still open. You can come register the day of the event. We start at Swope Toyota. It's a 5K. You don't have to be a runner, and you don't have to have a dog, even though it's dog friendly. And we do have three dog costume contests that are lots of fun. Like I said, check out our Instagram page, because you can see all the different costumes that the dogs wear. And we even have a dog owner lookalike contest, which is lots of fun. But yes, and you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to be a runner. You can just enjoy walking. We walk the front part of the lake, and then when we come back, the hospital has a grab and go breakfast. We give out some medals, and we also have a 1 mile fun run for the kids that are 12 and under, and they all get a medal just for being there and participating. We got great swag bags. Gosh, so many of the businesses have given us so many coupons and items. Some of the new places, Toasted Yolk, the new Nuts About Coffee, they haven't even opened yet, but they've given us some things to give back to those people who are participating.
All right. And so where do people find out more about signing up for this?
Well, you can go to runsignup.com, or you can go to our local group who does our race management, Central Kentucky Race Management, to their website, and you can find our run there and sign up.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and telling
us all
about it.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.
Our pleasure. All right. That's Beth Mather with Tails and Tatas, and we are Quixie 98.3.